Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome in to Duval Daily, presented by JinJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Wednesday, March 20th. Right now, we are taking a look at the offensive tackle position in the first round. We've been kind of taking a look at different spots the Jaguars could address in the first round. We've looked at wide receiver and cornerback. Today, again, it's offensive tackle. We're going to dive into it. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. We've got our spring cleaning sale going on right now. Use code Duval, D-U-U-U-V-A-L, for 50% off your order, jinjag.com/shop. So, the Jaguars' offensive tackle position. It's interesting, right? Do the Jaguars need a starting offensive tackle right now? Absolutely not. Like, without question, no, they do not. You have Cam Robinson, you have Walker Little, you have Anton Harrison. You have three players that can start. Obviously, right now, the starters are Cam Robinson at left tackle, Anton Harrison at right tackle, with Walker Little being the swing guy. But both Robinson and Little are on expiring contracts in 2024, meaning they are not under contract beyond this next upcoming season. So after 2024, you'd either have to bring one of those guys back if you want to have two starters, or pivot, you know, sign someone else, draft someone else. So you could get ahead of your need by drafting a tackle early, by drafting a tackle a year early here in the 2024 NFL draft. And again, after 2024, right now, the only guy you have under contract is Anton Harrison. He is a good young player to have under contract, no doubt about it, but you could create a young duo with Harrison and someone else that you could land in the 2024 NFL draft. I don't have a problem with that idea at all. Certainly, you could also use a legitimate fourth tackle. Like last year, if you had a fourth tackle, you'd feel a lot better. Going against the Cleveland Browns, trying to block Myles Garrett with Blake Hance. Not the best situation there, right? Also a good chance that some of these tackles they could target in round one could be swing interior players in year one as well. To give you more versatility, to give you more guys that you can put out there in the event of an injury ahead of them on the depth chart. So if you don't add a wide receiver or a cornerback in round one because the value is not there, you know, the guys you liked came off the board, whatever it may be, those are two deep positions. And you can do that in round two and three as well at wide receiver and cornerback. And draft an offensive tackle in round one, and make no mistake about it, protecting the investment is always a priority. Protecting Trevor Lawrence is always going to be crucial, especially in a Doug Peterson pass-first offense. You've got to protect your franchise quarterback. And again, getting ahead of a need is never a bad idea, especially on the offensive line. You don't know how the draft class is going to shape out next year. And this is a great offensive tackle class. So dipping your toes into this class early, I have no problem with it. At this point, looking at the class, I'm not like 100% sure that any of these tackles won't be available outside of Joe Alt. Like, Joe Alt is going to go top 10, no doubt about it in my mind. To me, he's a blue chip player, a top 5 prospect in this class. Certainly don't think he'll make it far past 5 if he does at all. So I think Joe Alt certainly will be off the board, and more than one tackle will be gone by 17, right? But the question is which ones will go, which ones will be available for the Jaguars. I'm not sure. I'm really not. I think Troy Fatanu is a perfect fit for Doug Peterson's offense, past first offense, an offense that should, you know, with Travis Etienne in the backfield, be looking to get their backs in space a ton. An offense that should be looking to get guys the ball quickly, right? Troy Fatanu, fantastic pass protector, has some of the most advanced hands in the class, incredibly quick and nimble feet, great length, great proportional length as well. He's about the same height as Anton Harrison. I think if you had Troy Fatanu and Anton Harrison as your two bookend tackles protecting Trevor Lawrence long term and being able to get out in space and move, that would be a really nice young duo for them. And I just love his hand usage. He has the best snatch trap in this class, which, again, that's where you just kind of snatch your guy down, trap him on the ground, and it's a super effective move. But that's not all. He's got a bag of moves. He can use independent hands. I love Troy Fatanu. Love his game. One of my guys in this class. And I think he's a perfect fit, like I said, for a Doug Peterson offense, for trying to get Travis Etienne the ball creatively in space, right? So I think that that would be awesome for the Jaguars at 17 if he was available. He's a guy that, you know, could go around top 10, could be available for the Jaguars. Amarius Mims, he is as bulky built as they come, right? He is massive, a mountain of a man, 6'7", 6'8", 330 pounds. Unbelievable athlete. And people talk about him as a project. We've talked about him on the channel. This is a guy that has not started a lot of football games at Georgia. But when he has been on the field, he does not look like a project. He does not play like a project. He plays like a seasoned veteran, quite frankly. And his combination of strength, length, athleticism, size, overall power, it's remarkable. And he knows how to use it. Like, he gets his hands high and inside. I wouldn't say he's got like an advanced set of hand moves as a pass protector, but he doesn't need it because he can get the job done just outreaching you, outpowering you, out-athleting you consistently. And if he brings that to the NFL, I think he could be, you know, one of the best tackles in the league in short order just because of how dominant he is physically. And again, he's not a project compared to some of these other players that you look at that you say, oh, they haven't started a lot, they have a long way to go. Amarius Mims, he hasn't started a lot, but he doesn't really have a long way to go. So I think that he would certainly be an option. But Mims.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With his combination of traits, I kind of am having a hard time seeing him even potentially falling to 17 overall. I think there's a lot of teams early in the teens that would want to snatch him up, you know, even though he's only started, what, like 8 games, I believe. Could Olu Fashanu actually fall to 17? I mean, you're seeing that more and more often in mock drafts, in player rankings, Fashanu kind of dropping out. And it's been a weird last year and a half for him. Like, if you talked to somebody last year before the deadline to declare, he would have been probably one of the top couple offensive tackles, maybe the top offensive tackle. He was my top offensive tackle for 2023. And I think that kind of goes to show you how much better this class is than the 2023 class, but it also shows he didn't really take that next step during the 2023 football season. He came into the combine and had some of the smallest hands you'll ever see for an offensive tackle, which is interesting. It's strange, but unbelievable athlete with great flexibility. I think he has really good power. He has a great anchor as well. I think with a little more seasoning, Olu Fashanu has a chance to be one of the best pass protecting tackles in this league. And again, pass protection is critical in this Doug Peterson offense. You've also got J.C. Latham out of Alabama, super young, great length, great power, like probably the most powerful player in this class. Very good athlete, huge hands. He's a guy that I think could make sense for the Jaguars as well. Talis Fuaga, a mauler in the run game. J.C. Latham is as well. I think Talis Fuaga is more consistent in the run game, has clean footwork and pass protection. Maybe not the quickest, most nimble guy on an island out there protecting the quarterback at tackle. I view him as a good tackle prospect, an elite guard prospect. But he could certainly be an option. Any number of those guys could be available at 17. Like, there's going to be a lot of quarterbacks coming off the board. There's going to be a lot of wide receivers coming off the board. Certainly there will be tackles coming off the board as well. It'll be fascinating to see who really is available when the Jaguars pick at 17, if they stand pat. You know, they could trade up, they could trade back. A lot of options for the Jags, but any number of those guys could be available at 17, and I'd be excited about any of them, really. I definitely put Fatanu, Mims, and Fashanu at the top, then kind of Latham and Fuaga in the next tier. And there's another player, too, that a lot of folks think is going first round. I think he is, too, based on what you've seen from him pre-draft. That's Tyler Guyton, who I would not be in on that early. I think he's going to go in the first round. I would not take him in the first round. I just think, you know, you talk about projects. I mentioned Amarius Mims, who people talk about as a project. Tyler Guyton is an actual project. Like, he's a freak show. I think Amarius Mims is a more insane combination of traits than Tyler Guyton. But Tyler Guyton certainly has ridiculous traits as well. But the thing about him is, you watch the tape, he doesn't look like he knows what he's doing half the time. And in pass protection, cannot get his hands in the right spot. He just out-athletes you and out-powers you and out-lengths you. So this is a guy that truly is a project, and I would not be in on him that early. I think if you could get him in the second round, sure, I'd be good with it. But I would not take him at 17 overall. I know some team is going to take him in the first round, and he looks bulky built. I just hope it's not the Jaguars. But there are tackles well beyond the first round as well, into the second round, that I think could make sense for the Jaguars. Roger Rosengarten, Kieran Amagaji, Kingsley Suamataia, Jordan Morgan. Later on, you've got Matt Goncalves out of Pitt, Delmar Glaze from Maryland, Garrett Greenfield, South Dakota State. So there's a number of options for, again, fortifying your offensive tackle spot long-term and improving your depth in the short term. It doesn't have to happen in the first round. You could go corner in the first round. You could go receiver. You could go tackle. You could go edge. There's a lot of different potential options for the Jaguars. And again, the good thing about this class is there's depth at all of those positions. If you went edge, that would probably be the one that's the least needy position in terms of your starters, because you have Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker. You expect to be around here for a very long time. But you need edge depth. Cornerback depth beyond your top three, that is for depth purposes only. Like, you don't have four corners on the field a lot, right? Offensive tackle depth beyond your top two, that is a depth play, right? You don't have three tackles on the field at once. Same at wide receiver. The Jaguars have three receivers right now that they can deploy and feel good about. But the thing is, at edge, you actually need a rotation. You need to have a bunch of guys that can come in and play and contribute and rush the passer in a game. You don't just have starters that are out there the whole game like you do at other positions. You have got to rotate, because these are big guys. They're getting their ass kicked every play, you know, going head up against offensive tackles and offensive linemen. And so at edge and that defensive line, you've got to have a really nice rotation. So when you're drafting an edge player to be your third edge, that doesn't mean they're not going to see the field, or fourth edge. They're still going to see the field a lot, and they're going to have to contribute. So it's just interesting to see the way the different depth works at different positions. Certainly at wide receiver, the Jaguars could use a alpha wide receiver one, which is why you would potentially draft one in the first round. And we'll talk about one of those guys a little bit later on today, maybe a trade-up scenario for one of the top three receivers. Going to look at that for y'all. But if you enjoy the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. If there's an offensive tackle you would like to see the Jaguars draft in round one, let me know in the comment section below. You can also tell me if it's absolutely insane the Jaguars shouldn't be considering tackle that early. Let me know in the comment section. And again, you can check out jinjack.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. We've got our spring cleaning sale, 50% off with code Duval, D-U-U-U, that's three U's, V-A-L, at jinjack.com/shop. Y'all have a good one.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.